You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Gentlemen, start your engine!
Triangle Tire, Tires for Life presents Dave's Corner Garage. The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed can sometimes be accompanied by hand gestures, which your sister may find offensive, but you think are hilarious. There's one in every family. Buckle in, everyone. It's time to get this show on the road. Time for Dave's Corner Garage, your Saturday morning joyride on Zoomer Radio. Got a car query? Call now, 416-360-0740, or toll free at 1-866-740-4740.
Here we go, Brian.
Good morning, Al.
Good morning. Not much going to be squealing today, because of the water on the road.
A lot of water on the road.
Yeah, lots of waves. As a matter of fact, you said you were using Waze. I think it'll have to change its name to Wave.
To Wave today.
The water down the parkway is nasty.
It was bad. And, I mean, there are massive puddles on the gardener. Like, it was bad this morning.
And your car is equipped with four flotation devices, seem to float on top of it.
That's a 4,000-pound flotation device.
Yeah, I know, but I love it when people go, yeah, there's a little tread left. No, there's no tread left.
No. My personal cars have good tires, and I drive all these new cars all the time, so they have brand new tires. So it's fine, but there was so much water in so many different places that you couldn't avoid but hydroplaning.
Yeah, exactly. I watched the guy coming down, and his car was doing his jiggle, and I went, "Ooh, well, I'm going to get the heck out away from here."
Yeah, stay away from that.
Yeah, that's scary. I mean, oh, you're a professional driver.
I might be.
Okay, so what do I do? You feel it happening.
Like, yes.
Obviously, you don't turn the wheel.
No. So don't brake, don't turn.
And just coast?
Yeah, so what, I mean, the best thing to do, I mean, there's so many different factors that are going to upset the dynamics of the vehicle, but what you have to remember is the vehicle is going to continue in that direction.
Right.
So, yeah, try not to lift, try not to brake, try not to steer, and keep your eyes up, look as far ahead as possible, because you'll naturally steer to sort out the car. But, I mean, it's hydroplaning in some of this deep water today, very dangerous, but yeah, eyes up. And keep going in that same direction.
All right, we are here. We are putting on a show, so we better talk about it.
Yes.
Who we got?
We've got Maureen Harquail from OnVic, and they've got a compensation fund. So if you've been taken advantage of by a dealer in some bad faith, they have a way to deal with that. Especially here in Ontario, it happens from time to time. We hear those stories.
Exactly.
We also have Jean-Luc Lemire from Energy Power Sports. He's an old friend of mine, and Energy Power Sports is a BRP or like Ski-Doo dealer.
Fun Toys. Oakville.
Yeah, beautiful store in Oakville. And we have our old pal, Jonathan Schlue from Car Generator.
Right. And, I was watching TV the other day, and I saw an ad, and it talked about get prepared. And I went, oh, are we expecting some ominous thing to be happening? But it was great because it talked about, of course, what to do when the lights go out, what to do when your roof is leaking, when your sump pump quits.
Yeah.
And Jonathan Schlue is the guy. And I thought, perfect.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
He's got a device, Car Generator it's called, and again, if you look outside today, you may be thinking, you never know.
Yeah, this weekend, if you're up at the cottage sort of getting things going and there's no power, the Car Generator makes so much sense.
As a matter of fact, he has a special offer, so you go to cargenerator.com, you're going to find a special offer today, so you could buy one and get a discount.
Yes, just for our listeners.
Exactly,
yes.
Exactly. So we're going to hustle on and try to stay dry here and avoid the puddles if we can. And we'll be back after a couple minutes. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Brian Max in studio with Alan Gelman. Al, nice to have you back.
Thank you very much. My tan is flaking off.
I still got some color.
Thank you.
You're looking good.
Thank you.
Looking good. I think you spent some time in the sun.
I did. Speaking of sun and nice cars and great weather, which we haven't got quite yet.
Yeah, not here.
Mary cut the Chevy Camaro. What's going on?
Yeah, no more Chevy Camaro.
Now, was that Mary's choice?
I'm sure it was.
Yeah.
I'm sure, yeah. Mary Barr probably. General Motors is in transition to become a mobility company, much less so a car product company. And we're going to see that transformation happen. But one of the things that has happened is this week they announced the end of the Camaro.
Yeah. You know, but people's tastes have changed. I mean, we've talked a lot. I had a guy in this week. He says, "You see my son here?" Guy's like 25 years old. He says, "He ain't got no driver's license."
Right.
I went, okay, but that's kind of the norm. I can't believe it. You know, when I was 16,
The world has changed.
Yeah, it really has.
And you know, in the city, lots of people get around without cars, and cars are actively discouraged as well. But, you know, this is one of those cities where you can kind of get around without a car. But if you live in the suburbs, it's a different story. And, you know, while things change, you know, I enjoy driving the Camaro. I've driven lots of them and on racetracks. I don't think I've raced one, but you know, a lovely car. I love the American muscle car. And Ford is continuing with a new Mustang this
yes.
year. So while they've changed generations and Ford is continuing with the Mustang, Chevrolet has just killed the Camaro, unfortunately.
Well, maybe Chevy needs like a Mach-E.
Oh, that's coming.
Okay,
that's coming. So there's
they're going to electrify a Corvette.
There's a Corvette hybrid coming.
Uh huh.
But they're also doing a Ford with the Corvette brand. So there will be an EV Corvette crossover in the next couple of years.
Okay.
Yeah. So you're going to be able to buy your Corvette crossover electric, and people are, of course, are going to, you know, not like the idea that they're putting a Corvette name on an EV, but that is what's actually happening.
I don't see it. Except for the Mustang emblem on
right.
a Mach-E.
Yes.
There's nothing there.
No. It looks a little bit, you know, like a Mustang, but it's the same sort of thing. I mean, while they're transitioning to EVs,
right.
they've got this great brand in the Mustang, as does Chevy with the Corvette. So mm-hmm. why not put it on an EV? Because, you know, they've got this great brand that they've invested in, and they can create some excitement that way. Now, the hardcore car enthusiasts are going to be upset with that. Like there with the Mach-E.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. All right. Speaking of racy kind of cars,
yeah.
and certainly electric cars have huge amounts of torque,
mm-hmm.
But they don't build, you know, like sporty cars. They build like SUV kind of things.
Right. There's lots of those, right?
Yeah. Well, the Corvette will be, I wonder, will people buy it, do you think?
Of course. They'll buy every single one.
Because the old crazy Corvette people are going to be gone.
Yeah, this is the thing.
Yeah.
This is the thing. So it's intended for a younger buyer.
Right.
And, you know, I'd like to think that the Corvette electric will be a little bit more exciting than the Mustang electric.
Well, I wonder if that'll auto drive. I mean.
Probably. By the time it gets here. And you know what? General Motors does have some very good advanced driver assist technology
right.
out there. So I've tried some of that. The Super Cruise and the Cadillacs. That's expanding throughout the range. It's very, very good.
Can you actually use that? You know how that you have that drivability switch. Could you switch it to like crazy?
I'd like to see that. I don't think they've figured out the crazy self driving yet.
Okay, here I'm going to go to Waze, and it says I can get there in 10 minutes. Can you get me there in 5 minutes?
Exactly.
Okay, no hands on the wheel.
Absolutely. Well, speaking of Chevys, lots of racing this weekend.
Yes. Circuit
of the Americas with NASCAR.
You're going to have to turn right and left.
Yes, right and left turns. I've driven Circuit of the Americas, beautiful circuit. Formula One races there, and it's outside of Austin, Texas, of course. But
that's a standalone like road course, eh?
Yeah,
it's not like an ovally kind of modified.
Nope, not at all.
Okay,
no, wonderful road course, very challenging, very very fast.
Yes,
and for this weekend, they've brought the course. NASCAR has brought in some road course ringers. So,
that's something they did in the past, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And the new car makes it a little bit easier. So Kimi Raikkonen, the Formula One world champion, is mm-hmm. back, and he's driving for Trackhouse and their Project 91 car.
Right.
So hopefully he doesn't get crashed out early like he did in the last race. And then Jordan Taylor, who is a factory Corvette racer in the sports car world,
mm-hmm.
He's racing in one of the Chevys as well.
Now, do you think that good old boy mentality is still there? And you know, it's like... It's like when I forgot his name, having a brain thing here. Hang on, who's California?
Jeff Gordon.
Jeff Gordon, exactly.
Yes.
Thank you. So when Jeff Gordon first came along and said, he ain't one of us.
That's exactly it.
And he had to earn it.
Yes, and he certainly did. And I think he broke a lot of new ground. Because, you know, like Jimmy Johnson followed in his footsteps a lot.
Yes.
And speaking of which, Jimmy is racing in this race this weekend as well. So he's doing one of his one-off races. So that'll be exciting. But, I think there's a little bit of that, but much less so today.
I mean, when Juan Pablo tried it.
Oh, yeah.
And all he used to do is make fun of him.
That's right.
Y'all can't talk right,
Yeah, fancy Formula One driver from Colombia. Yeah. Yes.
Drinking Perrier or something. I don't know what that's all about.
Well, there's that great documentary. I think it's called Talladega Nights.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a great NASCAR documentary.
All right, after the break, we're going to have Jean-Luc Lemire calling in. Or we're going to call him or one of those.
Yeah, he'll be on the line with us.
I what's he going to sell today? Like a snowmobile or a... Well, or a Sea-Doo.
He's got boats.
He's got everything.
Yes.
All right. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be back with Jean-Luc right after this break.
Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Brian Max in studio with Alan Gelman. Joining us on the line is our pal Jean-Luc Lemire from Energy Power Sports. And, we can't drive cars all the time. And Jean-Luc has a cool line of stuff that you can use, especially on a day like today. You've got some boats, I think, but Energy Power Sports is a much bigger thing than that. Jean-Luc, how are you?
I'm very good. Thank you, Brian. Good morning, gentlemen.
So these are toys for boys and girls.
Yeah, absolutely. They're for everyone, really, and for people a little bit later, we get some small ATVs, some small skidoos for kids to get them into the sport. It's important to start them young, as we say. But yeah, we've got bikes, motorbikes. We have skidoos. We're a BRP store, so Bombardier Recreational Product. And we got a full lineup of arguably probably the most complete lineup of power sports vehicles, from Sea-Doo, pontoons, aluminum craft fishing boats, Can-Am on-road ATVs, and of course the very, very popular side-by-sides.
The side-by-sides are what the ones guys usually go hunting with, right? Where you can put four people in them?
Yeah, I mean, there's just, we probably have the largest offerings, from anything that would be small trails to utility, heavy utility, three passengers to six passengers to super sports with over 200 horsepower. Mm-hmm. I mean, believe it or not, we have vehicles in the side-by-side category that, are $50,000-some-odd, but by the time we equip them with all the accessories people are looking for to really enjoy their day, we had one a couple of weeks ago left just at about $109,000.
Wow, no kidding.
Yeah.
Wow. But I've been to your store, and it's a beautiful place. And if somebody is new to the sport, no matter what they're doing, you can fully equip them with all the safety gear and outerwear they may need.
That's right. This is probably one of the coolest thing of being, a BRP dealer, is not only do we offer all the vehicles for the various types of terrain, but we also have everything that is the riding gear for safety, such as helmets, gloves, boots, all that good stuff. But the light lifestyle as well. If you're looking for T-shirts, hoodies, caps, to kind of be part of the brand, we have all that stuff as well. But yeah, every category of the vehicles we have comes with its lineup of riding gear and apparel.
Now, let's say I don't have $100,000 to spend on a 4x4. you have used vehicles as well, correct?
We do, yeah. We always try to be very, very careful here at Energy, particularly on the off-road type of vehicles. Mm-hmm. They do get banged up quite a bit. I mean, at the end of the day, they're called power sports. We're not exactly gentle with them.
Right.
But when we take in a used vehicle, and we will have some vehicles at times in every category, we don't really mind what it is. As long as it's in great condition, it meets the standards that we've established. And it's in good condition, it's safe, that we will be willing to take it on trade. So we have vehicles, probably the oldest vehicle right now we would carry might be a 2013 right now. Mm-hmm. We try not to go beyond 10 years old, but it really depends. I mean, if it's a boat, boats can be a little bit older, but we're going to look at hours, the condition of the engine, the maintenance of the vehicle. I've taken a page out of my previous past life in corporate head office and really try to establish more or less a certified pre-owned type of program where we know we can put our name behind it.
Well, of course. I mean, I was thinking about it because I'm in the car repair business. Now, of course, when people buy cars, they have to be certified, correct?
Yeah.
You know, which covers most of it, not everything, but certainly a lot. And people can buy it, you know, somewhat assured that the car is going to be okay. But that's not necessary with this kind of vehicle, is it?
It's not by law anyways. It's not by law, except for anything that would be on road. So the Spiders, the Rikers that we have, the mm-hmm. vehicles that go on road, they have to have it. So we need to have a safety. I need to have techs in the back that are certified for that type of work.
Right.
They're the one who will sign off. Mm-hmm. And so we have to meet those requirements for sure. What we do, we actually apply what we do with the motorcycles, and we apply it across the rest of the lineup, whether it's a Sea-Doo, it's a boat. We try to, you know, at least sign off on this vehicle is deemed to be in good condition, safe, and you can enjoy it for some years to come. We want people to enjoy these vehicles. It, you know, you're right. They're not cheap. Not everybody has $109,000 to spend on a side by side to go just jumping and
right.
having fun in the mud. So, but everyone's budget is their budget, and we try to make it and make sure that the vehicle, new or used, is awesome for you.
Now, if it's possible, do you offer some kind of warranty with these used cars, these vehicles?
Yeah, most the vehicles. Most of the time, what we'll do is when we take a vehicle, we will apply for an extended warranty of some sort. Most of the time, if the vehicle is fairly new, we can extend the warranty with BRP through mm-hmm. the best program,
right.
Best warranty program. If it's an off make, then we will try to go to an aftermarket style of warranty to at least extend the life and give you a little bit of peace of mind. We realize, you know, people don't want to walk out of here thinking, oh, I got nothing really to hold my breath on. That's not really fair. So we stand behind the vehicle that we've taken on trade, and we want to make sure that people can enjoy them and feel safe with them.
Jean-Luc, how do people find you?
We're located between 3rd and 4th Line, South Service Road, just off the QE. You see us off the QE, big black wall building with all the yellow signs. We're at 879 Cranberry Court in Oakville. We're 4 years old, entering our fifth year. Feels like it's been 20 years. We won a lot of awards, which I'm really, really proud of. Not a lot of dealers get to win that many awards in 4 years, but it's just been a hoot so far.
All right, Jean-Luc, thanks again for joining us. EnergyPowerSports.ca. You want to get a vehicle? Want to have some fun? Check them out. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Brian Max in studio with Alan Gelman. And joining us on the line is Maureen Harquail from OMVIC. Maureen, how are you?
Good morning. Great to be with you.
Good morning.
Maureen, you know, we just had Jean-Luc, and we were talking about sporty vehicles and the fact that, you know, because they're not on-road cars, they're off-road cars, you don't need a safety standard certificate. Now, obviously, when you get a car, new or used, it's got to be certified. But there are a whole lot of other things you got to worry about, aren't there?
Well, absolutely. And, you know, I think one of the most important things we're telling and hoping that the people of Ontario know about is, first of all, that OMVIC is the vehicle sales regulator in the province. And, of course, that there are certain protections that Ontarians have under the Motor Vehicle Dealers Act and the Consumer Protection Act when they're purchasing a new or a used vehicle. And, of course, the most important thing for us is to make sure that consumers buy from an OMVIC registered dealer, because if they do that, they get those certain protections, and most particularly, they have an opportunity, if they need it, to make a claim to our compensation fund if something happens and something goes wrong.
And there are so many things that can go wrong. I mean, other than, you know, mechanical failure of the car, you know, the dealer necessarily doesn't want to back you up. You can have situations, of course, where car was stolen, car had odometers rolled back. But the key thing here is that you've got to buy from a registered dealer, because if you bought it from a guy at Timmy's, you got nothing.
100%. If you buy privately, you do not have access to the compensation fund, and there's really very little we can do to help consumers in those circumstances. So it's you know, it's really important that they look for that OMVIC decal, the blue and yellow decal that's required to be on dealership doors and windows. They can also ask the dealership or the salesperson to see their OMVIC registration. And they can also go to our website at omvic.ca and find and make sure that the dealer or salesperson they're dealing with is in fact registered.
And Maureen, there's lots of situations where a car buyer could really use some protection. For example, if I remember correctly, there's been situations where an OMVIC dealer has gone bankrupt, and you know, if car buyer's in the middle of a transaction, that could be a problem.
100%. Obviously, these are difficult financial and economic times. Certainly, dealership bankruptcies are something that we see. We also see circumstances where a dealer has failed to remit payment for an extended warranty, or a dealer has failed to satisfy a court judgment. So those are all things that they can submit a claim to our compensation fund. And we will then, we have an independent board of trustees that's made up of public members as well as industry members, and they'll review those claims and make a decision about whether that consumer is eligible for compensation. So, you know, we have a scheme that's available for Ontarians, and really it's a consumer protection program. So we just want Ontarians to know that it's there, and if something doesn't feel right, something doesn't go wrong, there's a problem, reach out to us. That's what we're there for.
Right. I mean, you know, it's the dealer's responsibility, for example, I mean, to not just, you know, cover, put a shine on something, but to actually divulge whether a car has been in any kind of big accident or had any mishaps like that. If they don't, you can get compensated, correct?
You know, absolutely. I mean, there's requirements under the Motor Vehicle Dealers Act for dealers to disclose many, many things.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, everything from whether the vehicle has been in an accident where there's been damage over $3,000. And of course, $3,000 in damage these days, that happens, sometimes the slightest of accident can result in $3,000 of damage. So there's that obligation on a dealer to let consumers know what they're buying. And, that's just such a big part of what we do, and really the requirement on dealers to be open and transparent so that consumers can make an informed decision.
You know, car prices have been going crazy, of course, because of the supply or the lack of supply, really. And the dealers have been, in a lot of cases, have been adding a whole lot of stuff and explaining to people that, no, that's the way you have to buy it. I don't know that OMVIC has a problem with them selling it for over and above, but in terms of what it's advertised, that has to be correct. Is that right?
100%. I mean, it all comes down to if you see an ad for a motor vehicle, the price must be an all-in price. The only thing that the dealer can add to that advertised price is HST and licensing. So if you go into a dealership and there's a whole bunch of added prices, that's offside, and we would encourage consumers to go somewhere else.
So in other words, if they walk in and say, well, you advertise the car at this, and now you're telling me I have to take this extended warranty for $2,500, and there's an option not to, then, again, you can either call OMVIC or you have to walk away, correct?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's always good information if you can let OMVIC know. I mean, we have a number of tools that we have in our toolbox, including inspections and investigations, that we can go and see what's going on and make sure that the dealer is doing things right. And if they're not, we can work to get them into compliance or take regulatory action.
What's the cap as far as, you know, let's say it turned out the car was stolen and nobody knew and now it's gone?
Yeah, so under the compensation fund, consumers are eligible for a maximum of $45,000,
mm-hmm,
if they suffer a financial loss from a motor vehicle purchase. But again, it has to be from an OMVIC registered dealer.
Correct. As a matter of fact, I know somebody who got stuck like that, but didn't. I mean, they bought it at a donut shop and paid the full price, actually, too.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That insult to injury, eh?
Yeah.
Because you'd think, well, did you steal it in terms of the price? No, but it turned out it was stolen anyways, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is the thing. You know, we don't buy cars every day, so we're not familiar with the process. But Maureen, OMVIC has a lot of resources for car buyers. So if somebody is going to buy a new car, they can inform themselves by going to your website, just for starters.
Well, 100%. And that's what really we're also saying is, you know, reach out to us before you even start looking for a car, before you even walk into a dealership. Come learn, go to our website, call our consumer support team, find out what your rights are in the province of Ontario when you're buying a motor vehicle. We've got great, easy-to-read information for consumers, and we hope they'll come and check us out at OMVIC.ca.
Right. You got some great videos there, too. They're kind of comical, but they're informative at the same time.
They are. And, you know, we continue to do work on that. We're also working on getting a new website launched towards the end of the year. So, again, to make it much more user-friendly and easy for consumers to get all the important information they need.
You know, people are so used to being able to just return something and getting their credit or getting their money back. They have to understand, with cars, it doesn't work that way.
You're right. In Ontario, and sometimes folks are surprised to hear this, but there is no cooling off period in Ontario. So once you sign that agreement for purchase or for lease of a vehicle, there's no changing your mind. You've signed a contract and it's legally binding. Now, you know, we have certainly heard stories, and I've talked to many dealers in the province who say that, you know, if there's a circumstance and a consumer might come and talk to them and say, you know, I've made a horrible mistake, you know, some dealers will work with consumers and try to make it right, perhaps put them in a different type of vehicle. But again, that will be up to the dealer whether they're prepared to do that. But yeah, in Ontario, no cooling off period. Once you sign on the dotted line, you've bought yourself a car or leased yourself a car.
And like you say, most dealers are straight-up business guys. I mean, if you've got a problem with a car, maybe take it above the salesman level if you're not getting anywhere that way. But if you go to the dealer principal, you know, he tried to maintain his name in the neighborhood as well. So reasonable.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure there's ways to work it out, right?
Absolutely. And I think that's the key here is that, you know, most dealers have been in business a long time. They want to continue to build their client base. And they want to have a good reputation in the community. So, you know, for them, they'll try to work it out. But just for consumers to know, there's no obligation for them to do that.
Well, that's true. And you know, obviously, if you're buying a new or used car, definitely look for an OMVIC registered dealer. But, you know, the guy selling a car out of the back lot at Tim Hortons is maybe less than scrupulous.
Well, 100%. I mean, we call them curbsiders, and these are people who are oftentimes selling vehicles that are rebuilt wrecks. They're oftentimes odometers are rolled back. You know, be mindful of what you're buying because you may not be getting what you paid for.
Now, with all the stolen cars that we're seeing now, are they being sold locally or they're pretty much being sold offshore?
My understanding is most are going offshore. They're stolen, and within, you know, a couple of hours, they're already in a container box, you know, heading out of the country.
So you don't necessarily have to worry about spending huge money on a car that looks brand new. That probably is brand new, but so that's not going to be the case. But again, you know, people do get cars that are. In a lot of cases, for example, though, I mean, it's so easy to do. People talk about odometers, and they ask me about tampering, and they think because it's all electronic now that it's not you're not able to do it. But the truth of the matter is it's way easier to do it than it was in the old days. If there is some big discrepancy and the customer finds out afterwards, what do they do?
Well, again, call OMVIC. You know, we have a team of investigators that can do the deep dive on the vehicle itself, on where they purchased that vehicle, and really find out where things went wrong in terms of that vehicle. Again, if you dealt with an OMVIC registered dealer, you know, the compensation fund may be there as well for you, assuming you meet the eligibility criteria. But that's what we're there for. And, you know, we hope consumers will get to know us and, of course, reach out if they have any questions.
That's right. I mean, you know, people thinking that they're going to save money buying it privately, but in the case, it could cost you way, way, way more money.
It could, yeah. Buyer beware.
OMVIC.ca?
Yeah.
There you go. Maureen, thank you for joining us.
Always great to be with you.
Okay. And again, keep in mind, look out for that sign. Make sure that someone's got a license. And you can ask him. The salesman actually has to have his license on him.
That's right.
Because a lot of people,
yep.
You know, they just see the string of lights and it says used cars, and they figure, well, that looks like a dealer. Well, it could be, but not a licensed one.
That's right.
And
exactly.
All right, Maureen, have yourself a great weekend.
Thanks so much.
And
Take care.
To everybody at OMVIC for all the great work that they do. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Brian Max in studio with Alan Gelman, and joining us on the line is Jonathan Schlue from Car Generator. Jonathan, how are you?
Good morning. I'm great. It's quite a rainy and windy and stormy day in Ontario, that's for sure.
Yes, and it looks terrible, and that's the kind of thing that your car generator is here to help with.
This is what we're built for, and like they say, a picture is worth a thousand words. So if you go to our website, www.cargenerator.com, you can actually see car generator in action. You can see some examples of it right now, which is pretty cool. It's an easy way to turn your car into a backup generator.
Exactly. Almost every household has a car of some kind, and car generator can be used on every kind of vehicle, correct?
It sure can. A car generator works great on gas or diesel or hybrid or pure electric vehicles. It works across the range, no problem at all. It's just when you need backup power, you hook it up. It just takes a minute, and you get power for days. And it's the world's lightest and easiest generator. It's just 11 pounds. Who needs to, you know, mess around and hassle with a 150-pound beast in the garage? This is 11 pounds. Just hook it up to your car and start your engine. It's literally that easy.
You know, it sounds so simple, but I can tell you that there are people, I won't say just young people, they say stop picking on us, but who don't realize that you have to maintain things. You know, you have to take care of things for them to work, not just all of a sudden press a button the last minute and it's going to work. And whether it's an old-style gas generator or your snowmobile, you got to service them. And if you don't, when that emergency happens, it's not going to work.
And the thing that really got me as well is before I invented this, I was storing what people forget about is storing all those dangerous, smelly gas cans. I kept a bunch of gas cans full of gas in my garage. And not only is that dangerous and smelly, but you have to refresh them every couple of months. And if you don't have that, there's no point. So why not just use, you've got, 20 gallons or 26 gallons or 100 liters or whatever of gas in your tank right there that's fresh in your driveway. Just why not just go and use that and start your engine? It's really a simple way to get backup power. It's so simple. So the kinds of things that people use the car generator for is for their home. They love it for, it'll run any gas or oil home furnace. So that can be forced air blowing hot, warm air or hot water rads. We have hot water rads, and if the power goes out, you don't want those to freeze. But instead, you just start your car and hook it up, and it's really simple and easy. Use it for furnace. A big use right now is actually sump pumps. A lot of people getting flooding, and sump pump, needs to run literally for hours, if not days. And that's the kinds of things people use it for in their home. Medical, oxygen, CPAP machines, all kinds of things. And you just don't know when power outages will strike, right?
Right. So I have a question, though. I mean, there are people that drive around on empty all the time.
Yeah. Well,
all right. So let's say, for argument's sake, power's out, and I have a quarter tank in my car, okay? How long would the machine work out on with a quarter tank?
Well, that's a really cool thing. If you go to our website, cargenerator.com, you'll see videos there where we actually show it uses about the same amount of fuel as a regular portable generator. And that's surprising, but it's because you've got a very primitive, dumb, small engine versus a very sophisticated, fuel-injected, computer-controlled engine with emissions and everything else, in your car. And so it uses about the same amount and the rough number is one to 1.5 liters of fuel per hour. So you get a lot of runtime. Pretty much every vehicle out there can run for 50 to 70 hours at idle. The Ford F-150's they've got their truck with a 2,000-watt generator built in, and it idles for 85 hours. You just start your Ford F-150 and leave it running. Ford sells it that way, and it'll run for 85 hours on a tank. Super easy. It's a very simple way to do it. And of course, it's for your home, or you can use it for your cottage. The power goes out this summer at the cottage. You want to keep your fridge or freezers running, or internet, TV, laptops. Or the big thing is camping, RV and camping and trailers. People say that eliminates battery anxiety. You're going to go off grid, you want to camp in the nice campsites, and you've got some solar, but then if you get a couple of cloudy days or rainy days, you want a really easy way to pull it out and not have to drag a 100-pound generator with you, but just have this thing ready, hook it up, run it for a couple hours, and that's all.
Well, sure. Apparently, the big camps facilities, big camping parks, are all booked already.
They are.
So if you're going to end up going to a private one or just finding your own spot, there's not going to be a hookup there.
Nope. And sometimes a lot of times the nicest campsites and real camping is actually not, you know, packed in with, you know, 5 feet to the next trailer, you know, with everything. It's sometimes they're remote and all you need is power. Literally, you have water in your trailer, you have a toilet, you have all the things you need, but you just need power. And this car generator just turns your car into a generator really, really easily. You literally just start your engine, hook it up, and it'll power up all of the outlets in your trailer. That's another cool thing about this. If you don't have an inverter ready in your trailer, so while you're charging your trailer batteries, you can power your laptops, you can watch TV, you can do a couple of different things, and it's really simple and easy to do it.
What I like about it, Jonathan, what I like about car generator is its size. With racing, we've got those big generators that we use all the time, and of course they're loud as well, but car generator is this nice little compact thing, and all you do is connect it to whatever car you're driving. You don't need a special car, and then you've got power for whatever you're doing, whether you're trailing, camping, or, you know, it's an emergency and you need power at the cottage.
Yep, and here's a cool tip for any of the techies in the crowd. So people wonder, how much power can I get for my car? And the concept is really simple. Instead of using power to run your lights, your wipers, your cabin fan, and things like that, we just pull it out instead because you're parked. You're not running your headlights and your cabin fan, the heaters, and everything else. We pull it out to do something different. So if you call your dealer, your vehicle dealer, parts department, you give them your phone number or your VIN number, they'll tell you the rated amps of your alternator, and it's really easy. Say it's a 180-amp alternator, which is pretty typical. Reduce that by half, which would be whatever half of that is, and then multiply by 12 volts, and that will give you approximately the watts you can expect. So typical home furnace is around 300 to 400 watts. A fridge is around 200 watts. And so it's about a smarter way to get basic power. You're not going to run your hot tub and your walk-in wine cellar or your central air conditioning unit, but it's just a really simple way, you know, instead of being stuck with getting a big giant motor on the front lawn that costs you $15,000 to power everything in the house. Some people just want to keep the furnace running and keep the fridges running in the summer, and that's all, and they're happy with that. That's what car generator, and that's what the Dragons thought on Dragon's Den, too. We won a $100,000 deal with dual investors on there, and it's a Canadian product designed and built in Canada.
Yeah, that's the first time I ever heard of it was watching Dragon's Den. Now, Jonathan, you've got a special offer for our listeners, right?
We sure do. We have a special offer for our listeners, and car generator is something like one of our customers said, it's like a fire extinguisher or a condom. Don't wait till you need to buy it; it's too late.
That's right.
Go on our website today, and you can order. It ships right out of Toronto. Shipping's included for free. So it's you use the discount coupon code 10, T-E-N, uppercase, lowercase, doesn't matter. We made it really easy, and you'll save 10% off anything in our store this weekend. So today and tomorrow, order discount code 10, T-E-N. And you can also call if you want. You can call our 800 number, 1-800-750-4660 to order by phone if you need some help with that, or feel free to order online at cargenerator.com and use the coupon code 10.
And don't forget, you use it all year. I mean, climate change is a reality. We're seeing it. You know, we see a few power lines down, trees get blown over. Crazy, crazy things, you know. Watch all these people standing on the roof of their house, you know. They got to get rescued.
It's really true, and it really is just the size of a backpack. I mean, it's a four-season product. Winter runs your home gas or oil furnace. Spring, it will run your sump pump and prevent your basement from flooding, like right now today. Summer, you go camping off-grid. And fall, you'll be ready for the powerful storms that we get. And like one of the ladies that bought one of these said recently, she said, look, if I don't use this and I talk to you in 2 years from now, I'll still be really happy, because it's the peace of mind of knowing that you've got a backup power plan. A lot of guys get caught up in, you know, a lot of research trying to figure out, what kind of generator do we need and this and that, and they end up way overspending. This is really simple. It's, you know, $800, really simple, and it's a very easy way to get backup power.
All right, 1-800-750-4660. Jonathan, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me on the show. And go to cargenerator.com. Feel free to call us if you have any questions. And thanks for watching and listening.
You're very welcome. And hopefully the tree in your neighbor's yard won't blow down and before you get your new car generator. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Brian Max in studio with Alan Gelman. And got to thank Maureen Harquill from OnVic for being on the show.
Exactly. It's important. You know, you got to buy, people want to save money. I mean, you can't blame them for that. But to save it at the wrong time with the wrong people, can you lead you down a bad road?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And thankfully, you know, we know people in the car business. But if you don't, go to onvic.ca and they can guide you through the process.
There will be some protection. Exactly. Or at least go to their website because they have some great information there. Because so many people think, you know, we talked about, for example, the cooling off period. There is no cooling off period.
No such thing with motor vehicles.
Actually, yeah, I remember Dave told me years ago, too, that apparently people used to do it. They'd go to a dealer and they would leave a deposit on a car.
Yeah.
But then they would go down the street to see a competitor.
Sure.
And say, well, but the other guy I is giving me this price. And so they'd make a second deal and then ask for the first one back. And apparently they don't have to give it back.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
Yes.
Oh, isn't that fascinating? That's
fascinating. They didn't want the dealers to be fighting against it.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. But, well, you know, these days there's no negotiation.
Right, you're paying full pop.
That's right. Also got to thank Jean-Luc Lemire from Energy Power Sports for being on the show, and, of course, Jonathan Schlew from Car Generator. It's such a cool product, and if you're looking for something like this, I highly recommend it. It makes your life... I like simplifying my life, and I like the idea of a car generator rather than just one of those big, bulky generators that we use in racing.
You know, I went to Jean-Luc's website, Energy Power Sports, and I thought, wow, look at all those great vehicles, you know, all those great toys, whether they're boats or off-road vehicles. And I'm thinking, I'm going to be singing, we're having fun. Well, but, and as much as we did have the first day of spring this week, it doesn't look like it, does it?
Well, that's today, but, you know, give it a couple of weeks.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, then people will be out on their ATVs, their side-by-sides. My favorite, of course, I love Sea-Doos.
Oh, yeah.
I just love that.
And do you like to get towed by one?
No.
No.
No, I got to do the driving.
You want to be in the driver's seat?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Yeah, and Sea-Doo has one that makes 300 horsepower. That's my jam right there.
Oh, wow.
Could you imagine a little Sea-Doo with 300 horsepower?
Oh, so no, this isn't the big one.
No.
This is a small one with a big motor.
Well, they call it a two-seater, but it's really a one-person thing. It's just meant to go fast. I love that.
I was amazed, too, how the police seem to have ones that are silent. I don't know how's that. Because I've been out with my buddy on a boat, and all of a sudden, it's like, excuse me. I said, I turn around, and there's a cop there on a wave runner going, how did you get here?
Exactly.
Like from outer
They're
space.
Sneaky. I've been pulled over on the water, too. But, of course, not ticketed.
Yeah, the good thing, too, by the way, is that if you're renting, you don't need a license. Did you know that?
I didn't know that either. That's scary.
But you know what? On their website, you could actually get your license. There's a link there.
Of course.
Go and that'd be the best way to do it.
Yep.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Carlos.
Carlos did a great job.
Did a great job holding us down, holding the show down today.
Even in the bad weather and stuff, you know, you don't have to worry about him slipping up. But got to get your tires changed. Do it now. This is Alan from Glen Ellen Motors, and I'm signing off. Brian?
We'll be back next week with another episode of Dave's Corner Garage.
This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.